protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Hello again, friends, and welcome inside, at least for me, Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter, the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, and Affiliate of On Three, the Riverland Roofing Studios, Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297. It's riverlandroofing.com. If you have any are doing more for Ole Miss in the name, image, and likeness space, NIL, than Riverland Roofing. And joining me today, not in the Riverland Roofing Studios New Albany branch, but at the IPF, the Manning Center, after Ole Miss football practice on Tuesday, November 11th, for Florida Week, it's Ole Miss tight end Caleb Odom. Caleb, what's up, man?
Yes, sir. How you doing? I'm good.
I'm good, good. Good to talk to you, man. Thank you for doing this. You know, had a huge, huge weekend. Breakout career day against the Citadel. Replaced an injured Daquan Wright, who set new career highs for receptions with 6. Yards with 64 on the receiving end of one of 3 Trinidad Chambliss touchdowns on Saturday. We'll talk about the move to tight end in a second, but that game, man, y'all seemed to be getting whatever y'all wanted out there, and you were eating better than anybody, man. What about that game, man, that really stood out to you?
No, I mean, I just think we all came out playing fast. I think the main key for that game was just, you know, we was preaching the whole week, you know, we can't be complacent, you know, after winning against Oklahoma and getting a big win against you know, the earlier in the season and stuff against LSU, like coming in playing the Citadel, obviously they're not that good of a team, but we respect that. You know, it doesn't matter what competition, what level we play, we got to, you know, come ready to play and play our game, because at the end of the day, it's us versus us. So, you know, I feel like we were able to uphold that standard of the Ole Miss football standard, just go out there and just play our game, play fast, physical, and we were able to just get it done. It was a good outing for sure.
You know, I asked Lane specifically about your group after that game was over. You know, Daquan's had a great year, but that room, and he said it when I asked him, man, probably the deepest room they've ever had here at Ole Miss, this current Ole Miss tight ends room. It's you, it's Daquan, it's Luke Haas, who got a little bit of run, finally getting a little healthy after the injury back in July. Trace Bruckler's done some great things. I know that they're high Ole Miss is on Hayden Bradley, what he could be in the future. That room, man, what is it, a special group? How have y'all come together, and what do you like about this group? What makes it so good?
Yeah, no, I love them guys for sure. I think ever since – well, I mean, I really wouldn't know from summer to spring how they kind of molded together. But I know as soon as I came in there, fall camp started, it was like nothing other. I feel like just bonding with the guys, talking to them every day in meeting room. You know, me and Daquan have a good relationship. We talk all the time outside of football. I talk to Luke and all them. So I think it's just a special group. Like you said, it's a deep group. You know, we all have different strengths in our talents and weaknesses, and we all just mold together, and it just builds in one deep room for sure. So I mean, we look good, man. It's a blessing to have all those guys in there for sure.
You mentioned after the game how Daquan was like a mentor to you, man. And, like, look, I want to get into the transition from wide receiver to tight end here in a second, but specifically your relationship with Daquan and how he's helped you along in that way, right? What's that relationship been like? How has he helped you grow as a tight end, as a person? Just having him, knowing that he's right there knocking on the door of the NFL where you want to be sooner rather than later. What's it been like having him kind of lead the room and be a real, like, a big bro to you?
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, I feel like I've been friends with Quan since I first got here. He was one of the guys, you know, I was very close with when I first got here in January. So just moving into the tight end room, it was like this. I mean, I feel like every time I need help on some type of fit on the backside of a run play, just some type of route, you know, out the slot. I just feel like he's there for me. If I need help with an assignment, knowing who to block, what backer to fit up to. Like, it's just stuff I can just ask him. He'll know like this. So it just makes it really easy for me, you know, to go out there and play when I got a guy like him that's right on my hip. You know, I can ask anything to, and just look and watching him practice. He's a great player for sure. So yeah, it's helpful.
For you, when they approached you about making the transition from wide receiver to tight end, what was that conversation like?
Yeah, you know, it was right before fall camp, and I had kind of been playing receiver the whole year, or the whole spring and summer, and kind of moving in and out the slot. And, you know, when they brought it up to me, I wasn't opposed to it. I've never actually played tight end before, not even in high school or anything. I've always been a receiver. So, you know, it wasn't kind of more of like the fact that I wasn't trying to play it or nothing. It was just, it was more the fact just making sure I get everything down. I feel like the main thing for me right now is just getting all the run stuff down. Once I figure out just how to really block, where to fit my hands up, how to, you know, read the defensive line, three techs, nine techniques, stuff like that. It's just different stuff like that that, you know, I got to learn how to do better, and it'll just fit right in. But, you know, the conversation was just, you know, we want you to be able to make an impact for us, and I've been able to do that, and that's all I can ask for sure.
And you're a former five-star recruit. Ole Miss desperately wanted you out of high school. You go to Alabama to start, and that was part of the conversation from college recruiters in your house, right? Like, you might be growing into a tight end at some point, but we want you a wide receiver, right? Like, did you always know that this was probably something that could happen to you in the future? That, like, man, it's not because you're not a wide receiver. It's just because, dude, look how big you got. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Big wide receivers. You're like Kyle Pitts size now, man. Did you always know that this was kind of like a realistic career future path for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was always kind of in the back of my head, and I was never, like, opposed to it or anything. I think a lot of people thought like I didn't want to play tight end or anything and just stuff like that, like the media and stuff. But now, like, I've always wanted to just help the team however I could. And so at Bama, you know, I was originally going there to play tight end with Saban. I would have played with Coach Cox when he was there. You know, they ended up getting fired and all that. So then DeBoer and them were like, we want you to play receiver, you know, be like a Roma Dumze type body guy. And so I was doing that there, came here, obviously. And, you know, they brought up tight end again, and I was like, let's do it. So it's never been a problem for me or anything like that. I've always just wanted to help, you know, and so I've been able to do that. Just got to get better at it.
Well, Saban retired. He didn't get fired, because if they'd have fired Saban, we'd have let you talk about the stupidest kind of move. But I know what you're saying. And yeah. It's interesting when you think about those connectors getting to the portal, knowing Joe Cox, having that relationship with him, that long built trust back to even recruiting. How important was that, and what kind of, you know, how helpful and how guidance driven has he been for you in becoming this tight end that you're becoming?
Yeah, I think ultimately it was out of the portal. It was either here or Miami I was trying to go to. And I think ultimately it came down to relationships. I think being so close to Ole Miss out of high school, like that being my second option, it was a no-brainer. I wanted to come play for Coach Kiffin and Weiss in this offense. And so Coach Cox has been knowing him, making sure I knew him, you know, when I knew him at Bama, and then coming here and knowing him, it's been a great help for me. I feel like I can talk to him about anything. You know, we bump heads. He coaches me. He's on my ass. And I just feel like that helps me every day to get better. So there's nothing more I can ask for.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, with Florida week coming up, Daquan could have gone back into the game against the Citadel. But what's the preparation been like for y'all this week? Because y'all did a good job. Like, the approach, like you mentioned, as directed from Lane, was treat it like it's the first game of the year. This Citadel game, this is the season opener, right? How are y'all approaching this one and the Florida Gators with everything kind of surrounding it this week?
Just like any other week. I feel like every week, you know, it's the same thing. 1-0 mentality. Got to play it like this is, like you said, the first game of the year. So, I mean, we're going to go out there. We're going to go dominate. It's going to be a good game for sure, though. You know, a SEC team, we can't look at what's going to happen with Florida, you know, Coach Napier getting fired and stuff like that. At the end of the day, that's still the same team. They're going to come out. They still got SEC talent all along the board. So, we just got to come out, prepare hard. We've been preparing good, though, you know.
As far as Lane and all this stuff, like all the job rumor stuff, when he addressed y'all before Oklahoma, what did he kind of say to y'all? And has he got to say anything to y'all this week about it? Have y'all even asked him about it?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really been focused on that. I feel like as players, you know, that's not really – I mean, it kind of is in our position, I feel like, to know, but it's not like nothing we're really worried about right now. We just got to take care of what we got to take care of, and that's playing football. I feel like we have no control over anything like that outside of this – building, outside of the football game. So we just gotta, you know, worry about that. But now after before the Oklahoma game, you know, Coach Kiffin, he talked to us, and he was just like, you know, we just that's what happens whenever you're a good winning team. You know, you start to get rumors and stuff that spread, and people wanting their coach, wanting the player. So I mean, I feel like that's a good thing, and it's also a curse. So we just gotta, you know, not worry about that. Just take it day by day, go out here and win, though, for sure.
Well, Daquan went on Stephen Willis's podcast and straight up said, "Hey, Lane ain't going nowhere. You want to go ahead and say it too? I mean, what are you thinking?"
Yeah, no, I feel like he ain't. That's what I think too. I feel the same way. I think this is a home for him, and definitely, I don't see why he would leave.
Well, for you, like coming here to play for him, what was so appealing, and why has it really been such a good fit, do you think?
Mm-hmm. I think it's like I said, just the relationships part of everything. I feel like I'm really big on that. I feel like just coming into Bama, that was one of the main reasons I went there out of high school. Just the relationships I built with Coach Saban and that staff, and then, you know, everything happened. He retired. DeBoer and them came in, and I feel like they were able to build a good relationship with me. So I didn't really want to leave at first, end up staying there. But, you know, obviously everything just kind of, you know, went the way it went at Bama. I just felt like it was a great time. I feel like it was a good learning experience, but I just feel like the relationships weren't there at the end of the day. I felt like, you know, Coach DeBoer really never ended up like talking to my mom. It's just little stuff like that, you know, that was kind of like iffy to me. And I just feel like me being such a big relationship guy, I just felt like coming here with Coach Kiffin, where, you know, there's plenty of conversations that had happened with my mom, my family, me coming up here on visits almost every weekend out of high school. Like, it was just stuff like that. That was just easy to be like, I'm going to go here, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Why didn't you just go to Ole Miss right out of high school, Caleb? Come on. You know what I mean? Like, but how close did it get? Was it like really like, golly, I don't know. I mean, how close did Ole Miss get to getting you out of high school?
It was pretty close. I just think at the end of the day, like where Bama was, I feel like, you know, they had just came off their season with Bryce Young and them, and then they had Milroe coming up. I had went up there for the Rose Bowl and all that stuff. And so originally when I went there, it wasn't really that close. I feel like I was kind of set on Bama since when I committed in July. But when Coach Saban and them, Coach Saban retired and the whole staff had to leave, I kind of thought about entering then, but I kind of wanted to just stick out with Bama and just see how it would go, you know? So it happened. I'm blessed it went that way, though. You know, we're here now.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/RedCircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/RedCircle.
This holiday season, give the gift that everyone actually wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. From USDA-certified very tender filet mignons and perfectly aged ribeyes to juicy burgers and gourmet sides and desserts that make every meal unforgettable, Omaha Steaks brings steakhouse quality flavor straight to your doorstep. Whether you're gifting family across the country or filling your own freezer, every box arrives perfectly packaged and guaranteed to impress. Because nothing says I love you most like a gift of Omaha Steaks. Skip the malls and the guessing. Go to OmahaSteaks.com right now. That's OmahaSteaks.com to save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, this deal won't last. Omaha Steaks, delivering joy since 1917. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
With this Ole Miss team, I mean, Lane's brought it up, man, how, like, honestly, only I think replacing all but two starters, it should have been not a rebuild, because Ole Miss doesn't rebuild anymore, but a retooling year where, like, hey, so, you know, you lose a game maybe you weren't supposed to, or this, that happens. No, y'all have won, or y'all are 9-1 for just – or for the first time for Ole Miss in 63 years. What's been what's really come together for this team? What's been special about this team to allow it to not, you know, take a step back at all? If anything, y'all have improved upon what was one of the most talented Ole Miss teams in history last year.
Yeah, I do think just everybody's mindset, I feel like, is something that I've never been a part of. I think everybody on this team truly has, like, a mindset where, okay, we're not going to worry about what happened last week. This is a whole new week. We got to worry about this game, this team, the preparation for this type of opponent. And so I feel like just having that, like, I can genuinely feel that in the facility every day I walk in here. I feel like the bonds that all the players have, I feel like we have a really great bond. We're able to just click together, you know, talk about anything. Offense got the defense back. We all got the special teams back. I feel like so it's something that I've never really been a part of, just a special type of, like, bond like this. And I feel like that's why it's worked out so good so far.
Did you know Trinidad had all of this in his bag? I mean, was he showing this in fall camp early on when you were moving to tight end to start?
I'm going to be honest. I never really, like, even – pay attention to like who's throwing me the ball sometimes, but like
just catching it.
I would go with Trinidad a lot during fall camp, and he was slinging it. But you know, he's a great guy, great quarterback. You know, he's been making plays and stuff, and you got to keep it up for sure.
Yeah, for those two guys, that quarterback room. Lane said it before, man. Like, he wouldn't trade his quarterback situation for anybody else's. He feels like he's got two starting quarterbacks. What makes those guys good, and how they've handled this season, both with the injury to Austin that resulted in the door opening for Trinidad, and both of those guys continuing to just move forward together like the whole team. It's the same approach. Pro mindset. It's a 1-0 week. What have you seen from those quarterbacks throughout the year, and how they've handled this whole situation, which I think has been pretty dead gum good.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think Austin is doing a great job week by week, day by day, even from spring to now, of just improving day by day. Like, I feel like that's what I saw from him. And then when Trinidad came, and you know the whole situation with his ankle happened, Austin got hurt. I feel like Trinidad was ready. He stepped up and just took advantage of his opportunity. And that, I mean, that's all you can ask for at the end of the day. But you know, those guys are both great. I feel like they're both great quarterbacks, great leaders. They have a voice, you know, they help us get lined up, whatever they need to do, like, we're there. And so both of them are great, to be honest.
Well, y'all ranked currently, the next batch of college football playoff rankings aren't until later today. Last week, ranked number 6. I know y'all don't focus on those kind of things, so to speak, but you're positioned, if you take care of business, to at worst host a playoff game in Oxford, Mississippi around Christmas time. For you guys, it's 1-0 and everything like that. But the playoffs and that, like, what did you think about the ranking, if anything, and y'all's place in it? And y'all kind of look at y'all as a team that, man, put us number one, right? I mean, shoot, we can beat anybody we line up against, you know?
Yeah, I definitely think that's the mindset. So I think when that type of stuff obviously comes out and you got rankings every week, and you obviously the new CFP rankings come out, and that's what people got to look at now. I mean, I really don't look at it for real. I kind of just hear what number we are and stuff. And I think that's kind of the same thing for everybody else in here. Obviously, like you said, you know, we really aren't looking at that. We just focus on going 1-0. But I mean, we think that we are the best team in the nation. Obviously, we got to have that mindset every game before we go in there. So we feel like we can match up against anybody. We're going to be ready and, you know, just, yeah.
Was there a moment early on when all of this group finally got together, probably like August camp, that you looked around and went, dang, we might have something here. You know what I mean? Like, we really might have something here. Did any moment or practice or just anything really jump out to you as like when you knew this team could be pretty special?
Yeah, I think it was a couple of times. I think one that would really stand out to me, though, is from fall camp. I think it was one of the first night practices, and we were out there forever. Like, I'm talking like 3 to 4 hours. Like, we were out there. It was nighttime. We didn't end up – we probably started practice like 6. We didn't get done until like 9 almost. But it was a great day. And, I mean, like, people were just, like, flying around the whole time. Like, we were out there dying. And I just think, like, remembering that practice, like, we were just – it was just fun. I think ultimately, like, we were just out there having fun. Guys were laughing. Like, we were executing the plays and stuff like that. I kind of just, like, looked around and was like, this is, like, a bond that I've never really been a part of. So I think that's kind of what, like, set it off for real.
All right, so how close do you think becoming that dominant, you know, tight end inline blocker? You think you're there yet? I know you said you've been working on it. Have you gotten you like a good pancake block yet? You never had to do this really.
I know it's definitely. I feel like at the end of the day, it's all about technique and stuff. And so that's really how you get those pancakes and how you get those the knockdowns and stuff like that. So I'm really just going in here with a mindset. I got to just improve every day, because I feel like, you know, definitely the technique part is something I got to work on. Just making sure I get my feet up under me, making sure my hands are correct, just stuff like that. I definitely working on that inline blocking stuff is definitely going to be the next thing I got to do.
That's what I'm saying. When you do get your first pancake, true pancake, where like you meet the dude and just plant him into the dirt, you need to just turn around to the student section and just point up in the air like, acknowledge me. You know, like Roman Reigns, like, acknowledge what I just did. I just buried a man in the ground, right?
I'm gonna make sure I go down in the history books. That's going to be on social media and everything.
It has to be, because listen, Caleb, I was terrible, but I was an offensive lineman, all right? We don't get to catch touchdowns. We don't get in the paper, all right? We get pancake blocks, and only a few people celebrate with us. So, by golly, become a full-on hog molly, and when you bury that son of a gun, point to the air and say, acknowledge me as the true dog I am now. You know what I mean?
I got you. I'm going to do that for you.
Fire me up. He is Caleb. But before I let you go, because I want to touch on this, the wide receiver room itself, man, what a loaded group. You were a part of it briefly, but they needed you. And now what Lane Kiffin has described, the deepest room, the tight ends room, the Ole Miss tight ends room he's ever had. But those wide receivers, how they've come together, there's only one ball to go around for all of y'all. But, man, y'all have, it seems like, any number of guys who could be a number one option every single week. What do you think about the pass catchers in general and how special this group could be or has been?
Yeah, I think the whole receiver room, it's just been crazy. I know being with them in the spring and in the summer, like, just it was, you know, it was me, Stribling, Trey Wallace, you know, Traylon Ray was coming back from injury, Deuce Alexander, Winnie, just getting to watch those guys every day, like, I think it was something new every day. I was finding out, just seeing like that might be also one of the deepest rooms. I'm not gonna lie, because just looking around, this is, you know, speed, hands, like route running, like it's everything in that room. And I think being in there, I was able to see how close they really were. I feel like those guys are super close. They look good right now too. They've been dominating. Obviously, Deuce been eating, Stribling, Trey. You know, he been the guy to go to. But I feel like it's been good. Yeah.
Yeah, Traylon Ray getting a little run as a two-way player, doing a little Travis Hunter against the Citadel, right?
I seen it. That's crazy.
Can he – is he – all right, give me the scouting report of Traylon Ray, the cornerback. Is he a dog?
So I'm not going to lie. Today in practice, we had our little one-on-one thing, and before we start every day, it was me versus him, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Right out there. Mm-hmm. He got me on the first rep. Boom.
Hey.
Came back. He tried to jam me on the second rep. I stepped back, went and caught a fade. Third one, he got me, man. He beat me.
So he's got. Oh, we might have a corner dog here.
He got me. I'm gonna be the first one here. Traylon got me today. So I feel like that competition, the iron sharpens iron for sure. He's gonna be good. But I think that's something special though, to be out there as one of the first two way players for Ole Miss. That's crazy.
Oh, that's insane. And dude, I'm saying, like, if he gets out there and does a little Travis Hunter action just for Ole Miss and then becomes like Agent Zero at cornerback, say less.
I mean, for sure.
The marketing writes itself. Last one for you. Winnie Watkins, true freshman, doing great things. He's been doing it since the spring, and he will – I mean, I love this kid to death. And he will tell you he's doing good things too. I love it. Like, what are you seeing from Winnie, man? Because the dude's coming on.
Yeah, I think Winnie just – I think he has everything he needs right in front of him. I think he has nothing but opportunities. I think Winnie's a great guy, man. He's funny. He's like the little kid, you feel me? We be having to just make sure he's straight and everything like that. But Winnie, he's funny though, bro. He's a good player though, for sure. I think we see that every day in practice. The stuff I ain't never seen from – how old is he, 18, 19?
Just 19, 18, yeah.
19, yeah. Stuff I ain't never seen. So, I mean, he going to be good for sure. He just got to keep – put his head down and keep working, man.
See, this is what I love about y'all, man. Y'all just take each other for who y'all are. Like, yeah. Winnie, you do it too. Y'all talk y'all shit, but so far all y'all done is back it up. And, man, that's when you know you got a special group and a special team. Sure. And that's what Ole Miss has been through the first 10 games of the 2025-26 season. 9-1 for the first time in 63 years. That's nuts. That is nuts. I'm Ben Garrett, at Spirit. Been on Twitter, the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and affiliate of On 3. Sign up today for just $1. My thanks to Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs. It's Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297. Caleb Odom, Ole Miss tight end. Dude, you were absolutely awesome. You have to come back on. We have to do it again.
I got you. I appreciate you, man. Seriously. Thank you.